everybody. I'm still here. I know you guys thought I left after the Common Good Radio show was over, but that's not how it works. I'm actually also the co-host of the Making College Come True radio show.
That's right.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here with, let me warm my hands up for my favorite part of the show, here with the superintendent of that very Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and still, another week ticks by, and she is still the newest talk radio show in the city of Tucson under the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy, and her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Yeah, Dr. J
and
in the house.
Went wild.
Yeah,
woo!
Absolutely. let's do it. What do you think?
My crowd went wild. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here. I'll sure say that.
Yeah, we got another amazing show in store. And I think I'm a little excited today because I think we're going to be talking about some stock market game you guys are playing at your school.
And, that's right.
And we got some, like, the smartest, like, future, like, billionaire brokers here in studio with us that are going to tell us how to hedge our funds and how to make sure we appropriately diversify our portfolio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. They know all of that. They probably know as much as I know right now.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
But this would not be the Making College Come True radio show if we didn't have Dr. J start us off with, a little word of wisdom.
Oh, okay. A word of wisdom. Well, today, since the show is all about making college come true, I think what I would say today is that college is a whole bunch more than just learning more English and math and social studies and science. So high school adequately prepares you for anything you're going to do in the business world. Well, I don't know about the business world, but in some levels of the business world and in some levels of life, and you can be very successful. But if you really want that extra edge, if you really want that extra security, if you really want to be the top of the top, you'll have a better chance of developing all your skills and becoming the person, the man, woman you want to be by going to college. Hmm. And why do I say that? What's the big deal about college? Well, first of all, you're leaving your home of your family. And in our family, sometimes it's a comfortable identity we have, and sometimes it's an uncomfortable identity. I was the baby and the only girl in my family. So guess what did they expect from me? They expected me to cry like a baby, and they expected that they'd have to take care of me like you have to take care of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So in my family, while they did tell me, hey, you're a woman, but it doesn't matter, you can do anything you want to do in life, at the same time they would say that, they would also help me a lot. And so really, I didn't grow until I stopped receiving that help, and I chose not to ask for it, even though they kept offering. And I just moved away. You don't have to move away to do that, by the way. That's just where my opportunities opened. And I moved from the state of Indiana, where I was born and raised and educated, had a great family life, had a great experience in school, thought I would stay in Indiana forever. But my opportunities opened up in Arizona. So I came to Arizona and I looked around and I said, man, this is where I can make a difference. And I got excited about making a difference because I felt so, like, honored and blessed for the way I was raised. I had a farm to run around and play on. I had friends. I had, recreation. We were close to cities, so we would go there for entertainment. A small community where people know you and you are known. You know them. It was just a really good upbringing. And I thought, man, there's people in big cities who maybe don't get, feel known. That was the thing I noticed. They don't feel like they matter. And how do you feel like you matter? Well, you got to be known, and people's got to, say, hey, I know you. And I think that you might be interested in this. So I thought, what can I do? So it took many years. Long story short, fast forward, I said, in education, we can build our own communities. So I thought, what if we built like a community around our school, Tucson International Academy? I could make a school. And then in that community, we would, of course, give them reading, writing, math, science and social studies. However, what could we do that would be beyond that? So we added the Mandarin Chinese. We added Spanish. We added international trips, my personal favorite, and business, because business is life. You are going to either be a conducting the business or mm-hmm. receiving the business, one or the other, all yeah. your life.
Yeah, either way, you need to understand it.
Yeah, you have to understand. If you don't understand it, then you're going to be behind the game and mm-hmm. you might be taken advantage of, or you might miss a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's a lot better if you just have the experiences ahead of time so you can fully partake of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what could we do? What can you do? Well, so what can you do? Well, in high school, you can have different experiences. You can have clubs, for example. We have something we call our business club, and that's when you guys, we have two students in studio, but this is when these wonderful, amazing, smart students, these two are some smarties, when you have an opportunity for them to learn about business, they will be creating their own business, and they will be marketing themselves, and they will be doing the social media advertising and things like that. So mm-hmm. they'll be simulating a business, but even potentially making real money on that mm-hmm. business as high schoolers. Why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, they are young adults.
Yeah.
They certainly can. And in the past, we've had lots of TIA groups do those businesses, and they're still running them today. It's good side income. And for some, it's been a substantial income. So I'm really proud of the business program that we have at TIA. We call it the business club because it's more like it's a club, but you don't have to go to like meetings after school. So I guess we're still looking for the perfect name for it,
mm-hmm.
but it is our business program. And we have interview day. We get interviewed by people. Have you guys done that one yet? Oh, okay. So that's coming. Mm-hmm. And this is what they get when they are in the upper years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And you also will get to build your business. And then you'll also have career fair, which we haven't had a career fair in 2 years. Thank you, COVID. so this year we're anticipating we'll be allowed to have career fair again.
Nice.
And when we have career fair, you meet like 20 some businesses here in Tucson, and you get to interview with them and talk to them and see what it takes to do their job. And then you also in the afternoon get to meet with colleges and all kinds of trade schools that come and say, hey, if you were interested in that, we would be the school for you because we have this, this, and this. And then mm-hmm. we do a big survey, and the kids have a chance to see what is their important, what is the thing they seem to be drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Architecture, or what else is it? You know, maybe mm-hmm. it's being a financial advisor. could be any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so having somebody in Tucson who's in that field talk to them, and then colleges who say, we have a great program for that. We have a finance program. It lasts 5 years. You come out with an MBA, blah, blah, blah. And they can get the knowledge they need to know, well, what is this vast arena called financial planning? What is that exactly? Mm-hmm. And how does that work? And where do stocks fit into that? Is there more than stocks? Yes, there is.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to learn all that stuff. So that is kind of like an extra. Those experiences, I believe, are the key to helping you really prepare for life. If you just read about it and talk about it and sort of pretend about it, like write a paper about it, you can get some knowledge from that. But where you really get the stuff is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Hands-on doing it.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the end of this segment already. I can tell you a little bit more about how we accomplished that, and then maybe we can introduce our people. But I'm excited about what we got going. And today we're going to share a lot about our business program.
Nice. Well, that was Dr. J's words of wisdom for the week. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And we'll be back right after this break. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today to register your K-12 child to make college come true in their life.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. That's like high speed. That's like super fancy.
You really got it out. That you flowed.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, it's just like just sitting next to one, Dr. Jennifer Herrera. That's super high speed. And two, you're a superintendent. Do you ever just like wake up in the morning and be like, man, I am a superintendent of a network of schools?
Sometimes I wake up like that. Ooh, yeah. I'm a superintendent. Sometimes I wake up, I'm a superintendent. Just depends. Yeah. Depends on what's going on, what the laws are doing, and what COVID's doing. And Yeah.
Well, I guess I look at it from the shiny star part, where it's just like all the good stuff. But yeah, you got to do it, the good and the bad. But nonetheless, like I've been telling you since I first met you, you're an impressive lady. By golly.
Thank you.
And you have a couple impressive young students here in studio with us today. Why don't you introduce them and let's get this ball rolling?
Well, how about if I have them introduce themselves?
Ooh, even better. Yeah.
Because they are working on that as future businessmen and as my future financial planners.
Yeah.
They are here in studio to talk about what they're learning and to tell who they are. So just each of you introduce yourself, say your name, what grade you're in, and is that all we want for now?
I think so.
All right, that'll work. Go for it.
Hello, my name's Jesus. I'm in 10th grade.
Awesome. Nice.
Hello, my name is Jesus Damien Garcia, and I am in 10th grade at Tucson International Academy.
Woohoo.
Nice.
Yeah. And they are definitely here with knowledge, because we just completed 3 days of a prior learning, like groundwork, even vocabulary learning on stock markets.
Nice.
How does our stock market work? There's other stock markets. Maybe they didn't know that. You know, there's the Asian one. There's other ones. There's the NASDAQ, and then there's the other one, and then there's this one. There's just so many places that people have their business, and in their business, how it's run impacts if you have other owners, right? So they're going to maybe tell a little bit about what they know and what they're excited for with that competition. It is a competition through Junior Achievement.
Nice.
Junior Achievement is a nonprofit organization that offers incredible educational programs to the public school and to private schools probably as well. And it's just what they do is exactly what I said in the first segment, which is they offer a real experience for kids. And so by creating this competition, and they're going to have like fictional numbers and things like that, the kids will actually be having to read the data to make decisions about what to buy and sell for a stock market competition. And it's exciting. And today I think these two had a little taste of that, and they had some success, and so they can tell us about it. And even every great professional person who deals with investing in the market also experiences some down days. So having to get a hold of that emotional element, because if you have other people's money and it went down and you just lost people's money, how will those people feel? Not good. So you got to really establish some sort of confidence and center, you know, be centered so that you can handle the emotional roller coaster, because that's what it is.
Yeah. Awesome. So we'll start left or right on this one, since you're both named Jesus. what has been one major takeaway that you guys have of the past 3 days? We'll start right to left, because there's a look in your eyes when I asked that. It was not good. So Jesus, you're last.
Can you say the question again, please?
The major takeaway from these past 3 days of training on this type of stuff.
For this type of stuff, you know, you got to take risks in investing these companies and all that. So, yeah. And don't be scared of losing your money, because one of these days, I think, rocket ship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just take off. Yeah.
It takes off, yeah. Mm-hmm. And your business is gone.
Yeah, for sure.
It's give and take, right? Give and take all the time. And then how do you mediate some of those risks? Like, how do you make sure that you're minimizing the risk?
There's like, I can't explain it right. But
it's because it's all new vocabulary, yes. Right? For me too, believe
so
it or
there's
not.
Like information about the business. Mm-hmm. So you have to look into it.
News stations, right? News stations. I know you guys are the ones that told me, oh my God, miss, did you see what happened to Bitcoin yesterday when it dipped way, way, way down, but then it went back up. So we're like, what happened there? We really don't know, right?
Yes.
So, but you guys had the heads up because you have been listening or you have it pop up on your phone, you know, with the news app.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's good. Yes. So that was a big part of it, I know, as well. Yeah.
What about you? What was a takeaway that you had?
One of the biggest takeaways I've had so far is seeing how you can invest into a company and seeing how far your money could go either drastically profit or drastically downfall. As my friend Asus was saying, we were partnering up and we both made very huge profits and very good decisions in the businesses that we've invested into, and they both skyrocketed up to 16% and up to 20 and upwards of 145%.
Nice. So do you remember what
drastic
profit. Remember what those businesses were?
I'm not sure if they're theoretical businesses. Mm-hmm. So we had a paper that was saying that we have $10,000 fixed basis money, and we had to make moves in investing into those companies and seeing which one could have the most profit at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And we invested into GHA, was Globe Hopper Airlines, which is a not more so of a business airline, more of a venturist and like vacation airline. So that was one of them, and another one was BBP, Burger Bell Palace, and the last one was ISL Insta Snaplink. But the most one that had the most success was Globe Hopper Airlines. That one went from $23 all the way up to $37.
Interesting. Wow. Did you have any markers that like distinguish why that happened?
Yeah, they had so one of the things that they did was they had brought in a new chief executive officer. So they had brought in a new him, and you know, when you bring up a new CEO, new roles come in and everybody gets in check. So I feel like that had a really good line with it. And the BBP, the Bell Burger or Burger Bell Palace, that one had a drastic effect because they brought a couple new items to the menu, and yeah, that was pretty much it.
That's very good. Actually, yeah. That's very insightful. I mean, because just even thinking about my own portfolio, I'm sure you have stuff in stocks as well, and it's just like I have American Airlines, I have Ford. I have a little Dogecoin, you know, I have a little bit of goodies. A lot of this stuff I picked up right as a pandemic hit because I was like, okay, what are some of the stuff, you know, the big stuff that I can see going on now that I can get into? And so that way I'll have the greatest increase later, particularly with American Airlines. At one time, like, their stock almost plummeted to the floor. They had to be bailed out by the government. So I was like, well, might as well get in there, get some of that. So yeah, that's kind of
smart move.
Yeah, that's cool how you guys, you know, you got, even at your age, you know, nothing, you know, against being 15, 16, I was there once, are already picking up on this. And I hope, you know, as time goes on, you continue to use that intuition, because it'll serve you well.
Yep. And how do you get intuition? You got to have a few experiences, because how could they even talk to this if they didn't have a simulation? And this simulation was like stagnant. It was on paper, but the real competition will be like live things coming up and popping up. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, cool. We're going to talk about all that and more after this break. This is Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to make college come true for your K-12 student today.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yes. Ooh, yes. You got rolled your R.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Andreas gets on me about it sometimes.
I got to learn to roll my R someday.
It's not easy. I just think machine gun, or laser beam, depending. You know. But we got some cool. I'm pretty sure you told one of your staff members, hey, bring the coolest two kids we have at our school in. Yep. Because we're going to put them on the radio and they're going to go down in history.
Yep, pretty okay, much. That's good. It.
Well, then here we are. And before we went into break, we had the two Jesuses explaining to us, one, the kind of the basic elements of stocks and the process, and two, the more sophisticated elements of it. So definitely it was super cool how these guys really like set that up and knocked it down. I appreciate you guys kind of, I mean, and particularly coming from, you know, a 15 to 16 year old explaining to us adults, like, it's not that hard. It really isn't. It's not like, it's not the sophisticated thing. It's just a matter of getting into it and learning it.
I mean, this is only after 3 days. This was our third day even looking at the subject, and they've already like figured it out. They're like, just have to look at, see what the, you know, what the parameters are around that. It's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why I'm not a financial person. See?
Yeah, you do your thing. They do their thing. They'll be our financial planners one day. It'll be fine.
I'll educate your kids. You just handle them, not my finances.
Absolutely. So we're going to, I think, turn a little corner since this is the Make It College Come True radio show. I certainly wanted to speak with these two Tucson International Academy sophomores about what Making College Come True looks like in their life. And a big question I love asking TIA students is, when did the idea of actually even going to college into your mind? Because I know a big element of what we discuss with kids on this show, or just people on the show, is like, and myself included, some of us were from day one, we came out of our mother's womb and our parents told us, you're going to college, you're going to do this and this, and that's how it's going to work. And then some of us didn't. You know, some of us had our parents tell us, hey, I need you to stay home and help. Your mom's sick. I need you to help take care of your siblings. We need you here. We can't really afford for you to go to college. I'm sorry, bud. So with you guys, and we'll start with say Jesus L and Jesus R. And we'll start with Jesus L on that question. And when did the idea of college first enter your mind?
I would have to say when college first entered my mind was when I switched to Tucson International Academy. I found out that it's 100% acceptancy rate into college, and every student leaves a school with a college degree
college acceptance.
College acceptancy. But I feel like my main reason why I want to go to college is because I've always helped my mom with my tata and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's in the medical field, and I feel like it'd be like a really cool thing to follow behind. And it's very interesting.
Nice.
But I really want to go in for an anesthesiologist for sure.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's very mature, a very mature thing to know at 10th grade. Like in 10th grade, I think I still wanted to be a president or a famous football player or an actor. So,
I was going to be a beauty queen.
Nice.
Or a race car driver, one or the other.
That's it. Yeah. And what about you, Jesus?
Since I switched schools to come to TIA, it's because family problems and all that. And I really wanted to, when I started looking into like real estate, so I'm like, oh, okay, I could help me with stocks with that and all that.
Yep.
And I just want to retire my parents pretty much at the age of going to college and all that, you know. Nice. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Much.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And what do you understand about college, like as far as meeting people? Will you meet some kind of go-getters? What do you think? Like, I mean, being in real estate, you're going to have to meet a lot of people all the time. Like, you're going to have to get good at meeting them, which you already have such a nice, you know, social presence. It's easy to talk to you, both of you, actually. And, you know, so, but when you think of college, where are you going to pick that up? Like, will it afford you the chance to meet more people?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would really like to seek wise people for you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to seek people that would help me make my own business and take off from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in college, I would guess they're going to have professions that they might own their own businesses and have to buy that real estate, buy a building to put the school in, or buy the building to put the offices in, or buy a building you can rent also. So there's so many aspects to it in real estate.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, I mean, medical, who can say, I mean, we all need medical procedures done, and anesthesiologists are like a gift from God, because you don't want to feel the pain. You don't want to be awake for that, right?
Yeah. My friend had some dental work done recently, and I was the one who dropped him off and picked him up after he had the dental work done. And, they brought this anesthesiologist in from Phoenix to do his dental work here, and it's such a sensitive thing. Like watching it was just like, it was almost as if like this guy was delivering a baby that was my 50-year-old friend, because he was such a vulnerable state going into it, and as he was coming out of it, he was in such a vulnerable state. So yeah, it definitely takes a special person to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the mind, you're messing with the mind and the body at the same time. So that's a tremendous skill, and it's a necessary one. So, you know, boy, two people who are going to contribute greatly to society upon their graduation, not only from high school, but when they graduate from college, they're even going to have more skills, more people that they will have met running around, and more knowledge about what's the best approach to help people in both of those areas. We're always going to need a place to live. We're always going to need a place to work. We're always going to need some help not feeling the pain we've brought on ourselves by not taking care of ourselves, right? Yeah. Or an accident. I mean, accidents happen. Mm-hmm. You don't plan on that car wreck, and that's painful. Yeah. So anesthesiology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what else would you guys say as far as like college? What have you heard about college? That's what I'm interested in, because I bet we could blow some myths too. But do you think college is too expensive? Like, what are you worried about for college? Or it could be finances. It could be just being away from home. It could be any number of things. What is there any concerns when you think about you going to college?
Being away from our parents.
Yeah.
That's the only big fear I have.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's huge. What do your parents say about you going to college? Do they want you to go, or are they kind of like,
Yeah, they want me to go. They want me to have a better life to live.
Okay, yes. So they see college as a way to get that then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I mean, not all parents do, and that's okay. Like, you know, like I said, there's no right answers or wrong answers in this format that we're using. So, okay, so that would be a bit of a sacrifice, right?
Yes, it will.
And when I think about it, how many things we have to sacrifice for the to go up that notch. So I can't wait to talk more in the next session.
Yeah, we will. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student that's looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I hope you are ready for fun, because that is what we are going to bring. We have the two coolest kids in Tucson International Academy. Don't tell the other 148 kids that are in the school that I said that. And they are here. First, they started off filling us in on what they learned about stocks and what is good investing versus bad investing. Then they filled us in on how they learned about college, no surprise, Tucson International Academy, and what that means to them, what their maybe future plans are. They are sophomores. They got a couple of years to put those plans in stone, but certainly we got some really good goals with an anesthesiologist and a real estate agent here in studio with us. So that's those are definitely both super awesome jobs to have. And I think as we're going into break, we were talking about some of the concerns that these young gentlemen may have in going to college, which is obvious. And one thing that I think that really jumped out to me and Dr. J is Jesus R, we'll call him. Yes. What's your last name, Jesus?
Zanudo.
Yes. So Jesus Z. Yeah. So Jesus Z said that that his pretty much his only and biggest concern is he's going to miss his parents.
Yeah.
So that's,
they're a big part of his life. And that a big makes sense. Focus for his life.
Yeah. I know when I went to basic training, which I did, I went to basic training pretty much right after I got out of high school. That was the hardest part. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as much as like it very much wasn't fun waking up at 4:30 every morning and doing 1 hour of physical training and having my day being regimented 12 hours a day and all the yelling and the push-ups and all that.
But all the yelling. I like that part.
But the hardest part was being away from my mommy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's what it is. So I guess, you know, let's pick up where we left off there, Jesus, and you know, I guess talk more about that.
Yeah. That sounds great. And so what you were saying, I think, Jesus, you want to just restate, you were saying the one thing that's a concern is, you know, being away from my parents.
Yeah. So yeah, the one thing I'm concerned is being away from my parents, because like they're the only people that really care about me.
Yeah,
and they're the only ones that are gonna pretty much stay around with me in the future.
That is true. Yes. That is a. I mean, family is family, and especially when you have a very healthy, positive relationship like you do, it's really actually a big benefit. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna be your biggest cheerleaders, and they want you to go and succeed. So. I was telling these guys before the break, while we were on break, that I want to solve problems, like, so we can just start thinking ahead. Now this, you know, you can change your mind a million times, but there's so many ways to approach that concern. Being away from home is a little tricky. Mm-hmm. It's lonely.
Yeah.
You're being kind of bossed around by people who you know don't really know you and probably don't really care. Mm-hmm. and it's an unfamiliar feeling, and after a while it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you do about that? Because you don't want to just jump out of college because it's very expensive and there's so much commitment. You have to finish those 4 years. So it's like you can't start something and then just bail because you're lonely. So how can you feel that loneliness? So I think this is a perfect time to start thinking about that, because you have to think, how am I going to stay in touch with my parents all my life? I mean, more than likely you'll get married at some point or have a family, and you will need, your attention will be drawn to them because they're your first and primary, but your parents are always going to be right there too. But so how will you juggle that? So you might as well learn it, you know, while you're young and while you're at college. So how do you keep that relationship going when you're not there every day? And so that's a huge thing. I will just say this, that exact thing of learning how to stay current with your family is so that your family continues to know that you care and that there's still that healthy, positive relationship, is the same as someone who's managing four sites. So for me, for example, I'm a superintendent. I have four schools, but I can't physically be at all four schools every day. So how do I do that? There's a number of ways that I do it. There's, you know, electronic communication that helps, emails, newsletters. We have seminars about monthly, it seems like. I can call a meeting on Zoom anytime, and we can all gather via Zoom. And then I can do individual visits to each of the schools. So that is, you know, one way that that transfers into the business world, is what you're going to learn with your family. So with your family, you want to thank them. I imagine you're very grateful to them. And how you're going to thank them is by finishing that degree. Because when they go to your college, you think high school graduation is a big deal? You should do the college graduation. Oh, my God. And how can I speak to that?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just graduated from college 2 years ago, right in the COVID year. So they didn't even have a formal ceremony. But they had a formal ceremony last year for the ones that graduated 2 years ago. So we did go. And I am so surprised how excited I was for that darn, you know, little walk across the stage, you know. I mean, it's just amazing how much it means to you as a parent, because it's very expensive. You know, when your kid gets a degree, to us parents, it feels like your kid is going to be okay, because they have now been equipped with a education level that can get them into almost any job.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even matter what you get it in. She got hers in teaching. Teaching is a degree where, I mean, you're managing a classroom of kids. So that transfers right into the business world as a manager. You're able to manage departments. You're able to manage events. You're able to manage evaluations because you're grading papers. So really, teachers are excellent business people. And that's one of my colleagues, Susan McKenna, same thing. She has definitely demonstrated to me how business and education are different, and they also have common ground.
Mm.
So for you with your parent thing, that is so important that you think it through. So you could write letters. You could have a daily text. You could have where you go home every other weekend. Not good to go home every weekend because you won't meet those people for real estate. You need to meet people, so you need to go every other, you know, something like that. These are just ideas. You can do whatever you want. But that is how you kind of mediate it. You could also live at home and go right here to U of A. Then you still are touching base every night, but believe me, you won't see them much because you'll be at school all day. When you come home, you're tired. You're going to go to bed, but you might catch a meal with them here and there, or at least say hello or, you know, goodbye in the morning. So, but that's a good one. How about you? What do you think about college? What, if there's any concern, what's the first one that comes up for you?
One of the first concerns I have would most likely be, because medical field is very, very, very stressful and very hard. I wouldn't necessarily say I have many fears. I would just say my biggest goal there is to meet people and have connections, because connections can get you anywhere in life. Meeting the right people, sticking to your certain group could mean, you know, if stuff happens later in life, you know, your degree never goes anywhere. No matter
what
happens.
That's right.
It's always there to fall back on. But yeah, and like Jesus, the other one right next to me. I feel like the more or less the missing my family part might be a little, but
sure.
You know, life goes on. Life happens. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be there. It's family.
Yeah.
But,
and do they support you?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, you know, I think that's all the difference. If you know your parents are okay with you leaving. So to us parents, I say it's really important that your college kid knows you support them going away, that you're not mad at them for leaving, that you're not worried about them, because really they're can-do guys. I can tell you, speak for these two, they are very able to manage themselves and to handle themselves. I've seen them at school. Listen to how they talk. My God, they sound like they're 20-year-olds, you know. So that's just a little drop in the bucket. I mean, then you look at your academics and things, and you got brains to prove it. So it's really exciting. It's having your parents' blessing really makes a difference, doesn't it? And were your parents okay with you going to boot camp?
Oh yeah, my parents insisted upon it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, for sure, that's funny. Yeah. My parents were the type of parents where they said, "You're either going to join the army or go to college after high school. You're not going to live here." And I was like, "Well, if I join the army or go to college, won't I not live there anyways?" So this isn't added up, parents.
I think that's really good though, because it's good to hear others' perspectives. Mm. My parents are like, "No, you're going to college," and I was like, "What?" Because I was a little young. I was 17 when I graduated from high school, and I just thought, I want to take a year off. You know, I'm going to rest. Yeah. Nope, not what my parents had in mind.
No rest for the weary.
Packed my bags and had someone in my life take me to college and dump me out, and I'm like, immediately unfriended that person. You are not my friend. You're evil. And then life went on. But this is exciting that you're thinking about it now, because it matters. That's exciting to me to hear that you care that much about your families, because I think it's easy for us to just be so independent that we don't necessarily see a need to stay connected, but we do have a need to stay connected. And I like it that you feel that support from your parents. That's so it's not always the case, let me just say that. So good for you. You have that already in your favor, and believe me, probably that's the number one thing that will help guarantee the success of a student finishing their college degree, because their parents, when they want to quit and they say, I'm just failing my classes, I want to come home, and the parent says, oh, I'm so sorry you're failing classes, well, I'm going to pay for you to have a couple of tutoring sessions, and you better get your grade up, and you're staying there, don't come home until you do it, you know. And then the kid's like, what, I thought I loved you, I'm not sure. But then later you're like, thank God they gave me that little kick in the pants, right? How many times have you wanted to quit other things, and they're like, nope, you signed up for it, you're going to finish it. You know, and that's another thing parents can do that is really positive, is to encourage your child to make the commitment and then stick to it. I can't tell you how many people even will take a job and then quit in the middle of the year. How does that feel as a student when a teacher quits in the middle of the year?
Kind of feels bad knowing that, like, this is the teacher that I want to be teaching me. And, you know, you sort of grow a connection with them over the couple months or the years that they're there, and it's just like pretty much a family
rip. Yeah, it just isn't fun. So yeah, commitment, you know, sometimes you can't help it, but in teaching especially, I know that it really matters that you try to plan your personal life so that that doesn't happen, because it hurts kids. So to be able to complete a whole year with them, at least one whole year, it's 9 months, you know, it's not that, it can be difficult though, life can be difficult. So that's the goal, make a commitment and finish it, as long as it isn't to your own demise, like your own sickness or your own personal circumstances. So big.
Yeah. I feel like it's all a mindset.
That's what we say.
It's just a mindset that you got to have, and the can-do attitude that TIA pushes so hardly.
Right. Boy, you're my poster child. Let's go ahead, two children.
Can that audio there.
Right there.
Yes.
You're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys for coming in. You guys did an awesome job. Hopefully we'll have you again maybe next year, maybe later in the semester. What do you think?
Yeah. I'd love to have them back.
Hopefully. Well, this is the Megan College Culture Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll catch you next time.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.